great man, Pastor Tumo, and the leadership for making it possible for me to be here today.
Jeg takker Gud for en for Tormod Røyland og lederskap som gjør det mulig å være her.
I also salute my friend Yao and everyone here today. God bless you.
Og jeg hilser min venn Yao og alle som her I dag. Gud velsigne dere.
I have always heard of baptism of fire.
Jeg har alltid hørt om den hellige ånds dåp.
And when I got to Norway, I also experienced baptism of ice or cold.
Og når jeg kom til Norge, så opplevde jeg det her med å bli døpt I is og kulde.
But Pastor Tumo tells me it can get even to minus. So I like where I am, 5-8 degrees Celsius. It's fine for me.
Tore måtte fortelle at det også kan bli minusgrader, men jeg liker det veldig godt når det 5 eller over det.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Venner, la oss stå og be.
Venner, la oss stå opp og be.
Father, we thank you for such a time as this.
Herre, vi takker deg for en tid som denne.
I pray, oh God, the cross and Christ alone be magnified this hour.
Jeg ber om at ditt kors, Herre, og du alene skal bli oppløftet.
I pray your word that brings understanding, your word that is light, shine this time.
Jeg ber om at ditt ord skal lyse.
That every ignorance will leave.
At all likgyldighet forlater oss.
We'll be blessed.
At vi blir velsignet.
Than we came.
Mer velsignet enn da vi kom.
In Jesus' name we pray.
I Jesu navn ber vi.
Amen.
Amen.
Sitt ned.
Sitt ned.
Right. I want us to look at the gracious God.
Vi skal se på den nådige Gud.
And it's a passage that most of us have heard over and over again.
Och det är ett avsnitt som många också hört gentagna gånger.
But today I trust God will give us a different understanding into that.
Men idag så har jag den tillit till Gud att vi ska få en annan infallsvinkel förståelse av det.
If you have your Bibles with me, let's go to the book of Luke chapter 15.
Har du Bibeln med så gå till Lukas 15.
1 to 3.
1 till 3.
Then we continue from verse 11.
Och så ska vi fortsätta ifrån vers 11.
Which is going to be a long scripture.
Så kommer det att bli en del högtläsningar.
I humbly ask Yao to read it for us.
Jag vill be om att Yao ska läsa det för oss.
Luke chapter 15, 1 to 3 and 11 to 32. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathered together around to hear Jesus. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Then Jesus told them this parable. 11. Jesus continued, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the estate.' So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, then squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.' So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Quick, bring the best robes and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger, sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and he is found. So they began to celebrate. While the older son was in the field, when he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of his servants and asked him, "What was going on? Your brother has come. He replied, "And your father has killed the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound." The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, "Look, all these years I have been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never gave even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours, who has squandered your property with prostitutes, comes home, you kill the fattened calf for him." "My son," the father said, "you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and he's found."
Lukas 15. Alle toller og syndere holdt seg nær til Jesus for å høre ham. Men fariseerne og de skriftlærde murret og sa seg imellom, "Denne mannen tar imot syndere og spiser sammen med dem." Da fortalte han dem denne lignelsen. En mann hadde to sønner. Den yngste sa til faren, "Far, gi meg den delen av formuen som faller på meg." Han skiftet da sin eiendom mellom dem. Ikke mange dager etter solgte den yngste broren alt sitt og dro til et land langt borte. Der sløste han bort formuen sin i et vilt liv. Og så hopper jeg litt her. Da han hadde satt alt over styr, kom det en svær hungersnød over landet, og han begynte å lide nød. Han kom, vers 17, han kom til seg selv og sa, "Hvor mange leiekarer hjemme hos min far har ikke mat i overflod mens jeg går her og sulter ihjel? Jeg vil bryte opp og gå hjem til min far." Vers 20, da han enda var langt borte, fikk faren se ham, og han fikk inderlig medfølelse med ham. Han løp sønnen i møte, kastet seg om halsen på ham og kysset ham. Vers 25, imens var den eldste sønnen ute på marken. Da han gikk hjem og nærmet seg gården, hørte han spill og dans. Han ropte på en av karene og spurte hva som var på ferde. "Din bror er kommet hjem," svarte han, "og din far har slaktet gjøkalven fordi han har fått ham tilbake i god behold." Da ble han sint og ville ikke gå inn. Faren kom ut og prøvde å overtale ham. Men han svarte faren, "Her har jeg tjent deg i alle år, og aldri har jeg gjort imot ditt bud. Men meg har du ikke engang gitt et kje, så jeg kunne holde fest med vennene mine. Men straks denne sønnen din kom hjem, han som har sløst bort pengene dine sammen med horer, da slaktet gjøkalven for ham." Faren sa til ham, "Barnet mitt, du er alltid hos meg, og alt mitt er ditt. Men nå må vi holde fest og være glade, for denne broren din var død og er blitt levende, og han var kommet bort og er funnet igjen."
Church, today we're looking at the gracious God, the gracious Father.
Vi ser på en kjærlig Gud, en nådefull Gud.
Jesus was eating with some people.
Jesus spiste med noen menn.
And the Pharisees saw it; they were envious and jealous, and they said Jesus was eating with publicans. And I was surprised to know that some people, their name was called sinners.
Or that was a lot. Jesus spiste med fariseer og overklasser her, og Jesus han spiser med disse i offentlighet, selv om ikke det var, han burde kanskje ikke gjort det.
The Bible stated clearly that he was eating with sinners.
Jesus forteller, Bibelen forteller at han spiste med syndere.
I thank God, irrespective of the way you are, Jesus would always eat with you.
Og Gud han godtar oss sånn som vi er. Jesus han vil alltid holde måltid med deg.
You are not called a sinner.
Du er ikke kalt en synder.
You are called a beloved.
Du er kalt en som er elsket.
It doesn't matter what you are going through.
Det har ikke noe å si hva du har gått igjennom.
You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you.
Du kan gjøre alt i Kristus han som styrker deg.
In Isaiah 45.
Og i Isaiah 45.
The Bible says that God has called us by name.
Han forteller at Gud har kalt oss ved navn.
And he has even sent us.
Og han har til og med gitt oss.
So whoever you are not a sinner.
Så uansett, han har frelst oss.
You have the name of God attached to your name.
Du har Guds navn knyttet til ditt navn.
And if you have the name of God attached to your name, you have the genes of God inside you.
Och hvis Gud är en del av dig så har du Guds gener I dig.
The Pharisees did not understand.
Fariseerna förstod inte.
And they were accusing Jesus.
Att vem Jesus valde.
So for them to understand what Jesus was doing and get the gospel message to them that I came to save that which was lost and sinners, listen to this parable.
Så han och fariseerna förstod inte vad Jesus gjorde. Så därför så sa Jesus lytt till denna liknelsen.
A farmer had 100 sheep. One got missing, he left the 99 and went to look for the one.
En hyrde hade 100 sauer. Han mistet en och så gick han för att finna den ene gick bort från den 99.
Again, a woman has 10 coins. One gets missing and she lights candle throughout the night to look for that one.
En kvinna hade 10 sölmynt och så mister hon en och så tänder hon lysene för att leta efter den ene som är borta.
That is normal and that is common for you. But listen to this.
Detta här har du hört för.
A man, the gracious father, has 2 children.
Men hör på detta. En man hade 2 söner.
The younger one said to him, "Give me my share of the estate."
Den yngste sa, "Ge mig min del av arven."
If you tell an African father this, woe betides you.
Hvis du fortæller det her til en afrikansk pappa, så vil det overraske ham.
He will say you want him to die quick, so he will deal with you.
Han ville sagt at du ønsker at jeg skal dø fort, slik at jeg kan få arven.
But the gracious father will still give it to the son.
Men Jesus, men denne her nådefulle faren, han ga arven.
And the Bible says that he went, he destroyed all that the father was giving him, and you know the story already.
Och det fortelles att sonen han slöste bort allt det han hade fått av faren. Du känner historien.
Child of God, God is so gracious that when we come before him and make our petitions before him, God will answer us.
Gud är så stor vänner att när han när du ber han om något så vill han ge dig det.
Matthew 7:7 he said, "Ask and you'll be given. Seek you shall find. Knock and you shall be opened."
Be så ska det få, let så ska det finna, bang på så ska det bli gett dere, står det.
Charisma, God is calling us to enter a time of not just asking, thinking, but a time of also knocking with intercessory prayers.
Charisma, vi går in I en tid hvor vi ikke bare ber for egne behov, men hvor han vil at vi ska banke på.
We have the gift to pray and stand in intercessory prayer for this beautiful nation.
Vi har fått en gave till att stå I förbön för denna vackra nationen.
And when we go before God, God will answer us.
Och när vi går inför Gud så vill han svara oss.
Jesus used this thing for the Pharisees, but it has a present truth for us as well.
Jesus han brukte den liknelsen för att förklara något för fariseerna, men det här betyder också något för oss.
Because in the parable you realize that the Pharisees, the Jews were considered as their elder brothers and we who are far, who have received the charisma of God, the gift of God to do greater things, we are the people that is coming back home to God.
För I den här liknelsen så är fariseerna den hjemmeværende sønnen, men den som sønnen som gikk bort, det är oss, det är vi som har fått lov til å komme tilbake til Gud.
This young man took it and went away from God.
Så denne unge mannen han tok det han fikk og så gikk han bort ifra Gud.
It's time we go away from the Father.
Det på tide at vi går fra Faderen.
We are losing our protection.
Vi mister vår beskyttelse.
We are losing our provision.
Vi mister vår försörjelse.
We are losing our promotion.
Vi mister vår det som
David
ska öka.
David said it is better for him to be a gatekeeper in the house of the Lord.
Det bedre for oss at vi var igjen I huset I Guds hus.
Yesterday we learned that at his presence there is fullness of joy.
Igår så hade vi om det här att det är fyllde I hans närvaro.
At his right hand there are pleasures forevermore.
I vid hans högra hand så är det gaver I evighet.
Don't let anything take you away from the house of God and from the presence of God.
Låt inte någonting ta dig bort ifrån hans närvaro.
Because when you are in his house, you are under his covering and you are under his glory.
För när du är I hans hus så är du under hans beskyttelse och hans försörjelse.
This boy went far.
Den här gutten han gick långt bort.
All the teachings that God the Father has taught him to him was meaningless.
Allt det som fadern hade lärt ham, det var nog ingenting.
He was with his friends abusing all that God has given him.
Han var sammen med vennene og så misbrukte han alt det som faderen hadde gitt ham.
And the Bible says that
Og Bibelen sier,
when everything had gone, he associated himself to look after pigs.
At han hadde gått så langt at han prøvde å mette med seg med det som grisene spiste.
No Jew would do that because they considered the pigs as unclean animals.
Ingen jøde ville gjøre det fordi han så grisene som urene.
But because he has squandered all the father gave.
Men fordi han hadde sløst bort alt det som faderen hadde gitt.
Now he even desired to eat what the pigs were eating.
Så nå ønsket han altså spise det som var urent.
God forbid that we go down low to that extent.
Må Gud forby at vi går langs den veien der.
You will never move away from God.
Du skal aldri gå fra Gud.
You will never descend so low.
Ikke synk så lavt.
As to the point of serving unclean things.
At du begynner å tjene andre ting.
I pray and I speak into your life.
Jeg ber og jeg snakker inn I livet ditt.
That you would stand in prayer.
At du vil stå I bønn.
You will stand in the word of God.
At du vil stå I Guds ord.
You will stand in praise and worship that like we had.
At du vil stå I lovprisning som vi har.
You will never go down in serving God.
At du vil aldri gå bort fra å tjene Gud.
And the Bible says when it came to that point. It came to himself.
Och Bibeln berättar att när han kom till det punkten så kom han till sig själv. Det är människor här.
That I believe you've lost a husband who has gone away.
Du har kanske mistet en man som har gått från dig.
A wife has gone away.
En kona har gått från dig.
A son or a daughter has gone away.
En son eller en dotter har förlåtit dig.
I speak as a servant of God.
Och jag snackar som en Herrens tjänare.
They will come to themselves.
Att de ska komma till
sig själva. Remember what you have done for them.
Att de ska huska vad du har gjort för dem.
They will remember the heart of love you have for them.
Att de ska huska det hjärta av kärlek. Och att de vill stå upp.
And come back.
Och komma tillbaka.
May the Holy Spirit convict them.
Och att den helige ande ska över.
May God bring them to that point of repentance.
Bevisa dem och att de ska komma till det punkten av omvändelse.
That they will come back.
Att de ska komma tillbaka.
I speak.
Och jag talar.
Into the life of somebody who has lost a job.
Till de som har mistet en jobb.
That the job will come back.
Att ditt arbete ska komma tillbaka.
I speak to somebody who has lost his joy.
Och jag snackar till någon som har mistet sin glädje.
That joy will come back to you.
Att glädje ska komma tillbaka till dig.
I speak to somebody who has lost his peace.
Jag snackar till dig som mistet din fred.
That peace will come back to you.
Freden ska komma tillbaka till dig.
I speak to somebody who has lost his boldness.
Jag snackar till någon som mistet
that
sin frimodighet.
That boldness will come back to you.
Frimodighet kommer tillbaka.
I speak that the person who is in doubt, faith. And hope will come back to you.
Jag snackar till dig som har blivit drabbad av
tvivl. In the name of Jesus.
Tro kommer tillbaka I Jesu namn.
This boy arose.
Dessa bröderna, de växte upp.
And he was going back to the father.
Och han gick tillbaka till sin far.
Normally when you have stubborn kids.
När du har upp
Oftentimes in Africa and they misbehave, they go away from the house.
Så I Afrika så har de
att de kommer
fra huset.
Be hiding because they don't know what will happen to them.
Och när de kommer
they will hide.
Och när de kommer tillbaka då till huset så är de skamfulla och försöker att gömma sig.
But this boy,
men denna gutten,
did not hide.
Han gömde sig inte.
Did not postpone it.
Han utsatte inte något.
But he went.
Men han gick
to the father's house.
Till fars hus.
Guess what?
Gett vad?
When he was coming.
Då han kom.
The father
Så var far
was also expecting him looking forward.
Så efter ham.
God knows who you are. God knows who you
Gud
are.
Gud vet vem du är.
And God is still looking forward.
Och Gud han ser efter
dig. That you would come to him.
Att du ska komma till honom.
This boy has a well rehearsed written statement, apology statement.
Han hade kanske skrivit något en tillgivelse.
Father, I have sinned against you and I have sinned against heaven.
Och han säger jag har syndat mot dig och mot himlen.
But because the father knows who he was.
Men fordi far visste vem han var.
He did not wait for him to render that apology.
Så han kan inte för att få den tillgivelsen.
Father ran to meet him.
Men faren löper för att möta honom.
In Jewish theology.
Och I judisk teologi.
It was impossible.
Så var det omöjligt.
They've always known a God who has a king.
De hade alltid känt Gud som en kung.
Who has fire and brimstone.
Som har ill och som steiner.
To punish his children.
Som straffar sina barn.
So Jesus wanted them to know.
Så Jesus ville att de skulle veta.
If you are complaining and angry that I am eating with tax collectors and sinners.
At når han spiste med syndere og tollere.
The Father has sent me from heaven and I have come down running to save the sinners.
Så hadde Gud sendt meg fra himmelen til jord for å gå etter disse synderne.
For God so loved the world.
For Gud elsket verden.
That he gave his only begotten son.
At han ga sin sønn den eneborne.
That whosoever believeth in him.
For at hver den som tror på ham.
Shall not perish but have everlasting life.
Ikke skal gå fortapt men ha evig liv. The
17 says that God did not send his son to come and condemn the world.
Vers 17 sier at Gud sendte ikke sin sønn til verden.
But through his son this world will be saved.
For å dømme verden men for at verden skulle bli frelst ved ham.
Whosoever believeth in him.
Slik at hver den som tror på ham.
Will not perish.
Ikke skal gå fortapt,
but have everlasting life.
Men har evig liv.
Romans
5:8
tells us that when we were yet even sinners, Christ died for us. The love that God has been shed abroad in our hearts. The Father showed him love and embraced this child.
Det står at Gud døde for våre synder. Mens vi enda var syndere, så døde Gud til fastsatt tid for syndere.
This child who had been among pigs.
Den hadde vært blant grisene.
The father rather embraced him.
Så tar likevel Gud og legger sine hender rundt ham.
He was stinkingly smelling.
Han sikkert stinket
Very
og luktet.
Horrible.
Var forferdelig.
But God embraced him.
Men Gud omfavnet ham.
Not only did God embrace him.
Ikke bare omfavnet Gud ham.
God gave him a kiss.
Gud kysset ham.
And he changed his clothes.
Og han byttet hans klær.
Gave him a garment.
Fikk han en ny kåpe.
And gave him a ring.
Kappe og en ring.
Look at how beautiful you are today.
Se på dere hvor vakre vi
er. Because God has given you a new cloak, a new garment.
For Gud har gitt oss en ny kappe.
A garment of love.
En kappe av kjærlighet.
A garment of hope and a future.
En kappe av håp og fremtid.
We were once like them, afar off from God.
Vi var en gang langt borte, borte fra Gud.
But today, look at how beautiful we are.
Men se på oss I dag.
God has showed us His love by kiss.
Han har vist oss sin kjærlighet. Han har gitt oss et kyss.
When the devil tells you,
når djevelen prøver å fortelle deg,
God hates you.
At Gud hater deg.
And if God loves you, why should you be in that problem or challenge?
For hvis Gud elsker deg, hvorfor skulle du være I det problemet du I?
I want you to tell the devil. I want you to tell the devil.
Jeg vil fortelle djevelen.
God loves me so much, He gives me a kiss.
At Gud elsker meg så høyt at han kysser meg.
And He's giving me a new garment.
Og han har gitt meg en ny kappe.
Not only that.
Ikke bare det.
God gave him a ring.
Han ga han en ring.
A sign of honor.
Et symbol på ære.
New position.
En ny position.
Identity.
En ny identitet.
And ownership.
Et eierskap.
And this boy was only asking that he would be a servant.
Og han sønnen spurte bare om å få være en tjener.
But the father, the gracious father, the gracious God restored him.
Men den kjærlige far han
gjenopprettet
ham.
How I pray that you'll be restored.
Og jeg ber om at du skal også bli gjenopprettet.
How I pray you'll be restored.
At du skal bli gjenopprettet.
Back to everything.
Tilbake til alt.
That you've lost.
Som du har tapt.
You'll be restored back to a good family.
At du blir restaurert tilbake til en god familie.
You'll be restored back to a good job.
Til en god godt
you'll
arbeid.
You'll be restored back to health.
Til helse.
You'll be strong like before.
At du skal være sterk som
weakness
før.
Weakness will leave your life.
At svakhet skal forlate.
Because whenever God comes in,
for når Gud kommer inn,
there is restoration.
Så det alltid restaurasjon.
May you be restored in Jesus' name.
At du blir gjenopprettet I Jesu navn.
And God changed his footwear.
Og Herren skiftet hans fottøy.
He has walked in the woods and was suffering.
Han hadde vandret I skogen, han led.
The curse of this world had pricked the feet.
For forbannelsen I denne verden.
And God said, I am restoring you, I'm giving you the feet of the preparation and the preaching of the gospel.
Men jeg gir deg nye sko, slik at
du har
forberedt
på good news,
å forkynne gledens evangelium.
Go and share with
others. Det gode nyheter som du kan fortelle til andre.
And organize a wonderful party.
Og kunne få lov til å legge til rette for et
fantastisk
selskap. When
this party was going on,
når dette selskapet holdt på,
enjoying,
så gledet de seg.
The elder brother was coming.
Den andre broren kom.
And when he was coming, he didn't come back to the house. He stood afar off.
Han kom ikke tilbake til huset. Han sto
angry because God,
og han var sint fordi Gud,
has laid a table,
hadde gjort et standet bord
for that son,
for denne sønnen,
get ready,
Det var klart.
There will be table laid for you.
Every
wicked person, every enemy who is jealous about you will see greater things that God will do in your life.
Det er bord som er dekket for deg, og du skal se oppleve at andre blir misunnelige for hva Gud har dekket for deg.
And he became angry.
Han ble sint den hjemmeværende.
And walked away.
Og så gikk han bort.
What was the sin of the younger one?
Hva var synden til den yngre?
That he took his portion and left away.
At han hadde tatt sin arv og så
forlatt huset. But when he came back, he did not go again.
Men da han kom tilbake, så
forlot. But this elder brother.
Men den eldre broren.
Has what is called elder brother syndrome.
Han hadde det som vi kan kalle et eldre brors syndrom.
And this syndrome was said that it showed that he was angry and jealous.
Och det syndromet var att han var sint.
And he was telling the father, I have been with you working for you. Do children work for their parents? No, it is their responsibility to do that. And sorry.
It's okay.
Do children work for parents?
Når barn arbeider for foreldre.
Is their duty to do that?
Så er det deres plikt å hjelpe.
And he said, I have lived with you, you have not paid me.
Han sier, jeg har bodd med deg, far, men du har ikke
you
betalt
have not
meg.
Even given me one small kid goat to kill for with my friends.
Du har ikke gitt meg et lite kje engang.
And the father said, all that I have.
Men faren sier, alt jeg har
is yours.
Er ditt.
But because of the syndrome of anger.
Men på grund av syndromet
jealousy,
av
bitterness.
Jalousi och bitterhet.
He walked away.
Så gick han bort.
I pray you never show that syndrome in Jesus' name.
Jag ber om att du aldrig visar det syndromet.
You would have the love of God in your life.
För du har Guds kärlek i ditt hjärta.
And you'll be patient with the Heavenly Father. You'll be patient with God. You'll be patient with God.
Och du vill vara tålmodig med Gud.
And God said that, look, all that I have is for you.
Och allt det jag har är ditt, säger Herren.
And he said, I am walking away.
Men allikevel så sier han jeg vil gå.
Because you did not give me one good.
For du ga meg ikke et kje.
And God said, look, everything. So God was saying that all the prosperity, the cattle on the thousand hills that belongs to me are yours. You've prospered and I'll make you rich. You're already rich. You don't need. And he said he was walking away because he hadn't got one good. I came to tell you, you have everything and you are complete in God.
Så Gud, sønnen han går fordi han ikke har fått en geit, men faren sier at jeg har gitt deg alt, all min rikdom er ditt. Likevel så går du fordi du ikke har fått en geit.
Can you imagine?
Kan du se for deg?
That God said all that I have is for you.
At Gud sier alt det jeg har, det for
and
deg.
And the elder brother is not still happy and was going away.
Og den andre broren var likevel ikke fornøyd og så gikk han bort.
Come back to God.
När han kommer tillbaka till Gud.
Stay at his feet.
Och stå vid hans fötter.
Learn from his word.
Och lära från hans ord.
Take instructions from him.
Och hämta skatten ifrån honom.
He is our shepherd, David said in Psalm 23.
Han är vår hyrde, säger David.
I shall not want.
Jag vill inte.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Herren är min hyrde, jag ska inte mangla.
He makes me lie down in green pastures.
Han lar mig vila i
He leads me beside still waters.
Han vilar mig till han leder mig till vilans vatten.
He restoreth my soul.
Han genoprättar min själ.
He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake.
Och han leder mig på rättfärdighetsstig för sitt namns skull.
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
Om jag skulle vandra i dödsskyggens dal.
I fear no evil.
Så fruktar jag inte för
något. For thou art with me.
För du är din käpp och
din stav. Thy rod and thy staff they comfort me.
Är med mig.
Thou anointed my head with oil.
Du salve mitt hode med olja.
My cup runneth over.
Och min
vägen. And you have all these things about the God who is laying a table and is walking away.
Med mitt bägare flyter över och allt det har Herren däckt för ham.
Men likväl så vandrar han bort.
Hvis vi är i Guds hus.
Goodness and mercy.
Så vill godhet och miskunnighet.
Shall follow us.
Efterjag oss.
All the days of our lives.
Alla våra livsdagar.
And we shall dwell.
Och vi skall
in the house of the Lord
I Herrens hus
forever and
for
ever
alltid.
Child of God
Guds barn
God wants you to stay
Gud önskar
all that God has is for you
och visa att allt det han har är för dig
and that is why we must go out and bring others who are walking away from God to come to the knowledge of God
det är varför vi önskar att bringa dig ut till andra så att de kan komma till Herren.
God has given the people of charisma a great gift.
Gud har gett folket I karisma en stor gave.
Gift of the Holy Spirit.
Den helige ånds gave.
And gift of the word.
Ordets gave.
In the beginning was the word.
I begynnelsen var ordet.
And the word is God, and the word was with God.
Og ordet var Gud, og ordet var hos Gud.
The same was with God in the beginning.
Det samme som var hos Gud I begynnelsen.
Nothing was made that was made without the word.
Ingenting ble skapt uten ved ordet.
And verse 4 of John 1 says that in him was life and the life is the light of men.
Og Johannes 1 sier at I ham var liv og livet og livet var menneskenes lys.
We have the life of God which is light and shines
Vi har,
ahead of us.
Vi har Guds liv som Guds lys og det skinner fram.
And with that light, let's also bring others who are in the darkness to come and know God and his word.
Och med det lyset la oss bringa det ut I mörker så att de kan se och komma till sanningens erkännelse I hans ord.
And as we do that.
Och mens vi gör det.
The Father who is gracious.
Så vill Fadern som full av nåde.
Will bless us.
Välsigna oss.
Can we sing this song?
Kan vi synge denne sangen nå?
And we pray.
Og så skal vi be sammen.
My Savior Redeemer, my gracious, I love you, even. I love. You can sing it in Norwegian. Yes. Understand it, and we pray. I love.